Hello and welcome to All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick. We'll be listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music that you may not have heard before, both current releases and music dating back a decade or two. This is all about discovering the joy of DIY music, small record and tape labels, and musicians that need to be heard. Let's swim away from the mainstream together. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is All Indie Radio.
Fragments of light to drift in the dark. He opens his eyes, but
Just recently released by The Imaginary Friend, which is a project unto itself, but also sort of an offshoot of Buddha on the Moon. That was San Diego Zoo. Before that, we heard The Telephone Numbers, a tune called Kaleidoscope from their new release on LP and cassette, The Ballad of Doug. Well, this is the Ballad of DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio. We've been around in one form or another since Y2K.
Exploring science in the sea. You might not think that the way an iceberg melts would matter much, but it does. As an iceberg melts, the change in ocean temperature and salinity can alter currents and have other effects. So scientists need to know how and how quickly icebergs melt to make sure their ideas of how the oceans work are accurate. Researchers in Australia recently contributed to that effort with experiments and mathematical models. Their work showed that icebergs don't all melt the same way. They tested blocks of ice of different sizes and shapes in the laboratory. They then compared the results to their models and found that real icebergs should melt in the same way as the ones in the lab. Among other findings, the researchers discovered that small icebergs should melt at a faster rate than big ones. In addition, a skinny iceberg with a lot of ice below the ocean surface should melt faster than a wide berg with less of its total mass below the surface. And turbulence below and around an iceberg as it plows through the water can make it melt up to 50% faster. All of this is important because more icebergs are breaking off glaciers and moving into the oceans. As they melt, they're contributing a huge amount of fresh water to the oceans. But the time it takes for an iceberg to melt can range from months to years to decades. So having a better handle on how icebergs melt can help scientists make more accurate forecasts of how the oceans could change in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Coup d'envoi du match Pérou-Cameroun. C'est la première rencontre du jour dans le cadre du Mondial de football.
I see you walking past me every day and think of all the things we used to.
7-inch vinyl single by Bubblegum Lemonade, Caroline's Radio, and before that, Radio France. Here on All Indie Radio, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you.
March stars in great walls, made us feel big when we were still small. The sun, it sparkled through the breeze, innocence was all it could steal.
With the Bluebell Wood. Before that, we heard the unmistakable. What's that? No, Bobby Ratton with Trembling Blue Stars. I think that's the band, or it could have been Field Mice. He's been in many, many projects, and he's just an astounding singer-songwriter who you don't hear much about. Definitely not into the limelight. But anyways, that was ABBA on the Jukebox. Well, this is DJ Frederick on the radio. You've been listening to All Indie Radio, doing radio old school since Y2K. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, you can't email us because we don't have an email address. But I do hope that you are enjoying this program. Here's some Cocteau Twins.